The Plucky Haggis, Saturday, 22nd of May, 2010. Cold long winter, hot long summer. May blossom from hawthorn, now fully in abundance, means it's not only safe to cast off the thermals, but every stitch and bask like the lizards some say we once were. Mid-twenties in the sun is very pleasant indeed. Those gardeners were craving more than a little moisture. I suspect we'll be severely challenged this summer, perhaps even battling drought-like conditions similar to that of 2003 and 06. That last bite of winter, spring cold snap, with widespread cloak of frost, was quite a shocker, taking its toll on just about every tender green shoot. My young wisteria buds were particularly hit hard. Rhododendron blooms all but wiped out. Fortunately, none of my nine vegetables had yet sprouted. Half now are showing the first leaf under the watch of Scarecrow. I only hope Scareslug continues the nighttime fight, also known as Hedgehog, whose payment for winter rent requires to be paid in full. Bluebells, on the other hand, shook off Jack's attack, wooing us with impressive carpeted displays as always. We owe it to ourselves to enjoy special moments and share it with others. Since I last rode, I had a fantastic opportunity to observe a red kite flying overhead, a first above my garden, instantaneously recognisable by comparison to the common buzzard population, with a significantly larger wingspan, dihedral vertical feathered black wing tips, and unmistakable forked tail. What is it about the first signs of summer that make us leap for joy in the way that lambs leap in spring? Probably varies year on year, but I seriously enjoyed seeing my first ladybird fly by, which nearly landed on my nose. Swallows zooming through my garden are always a charm, and best of all, basking in that warm sunshine. Please comment on your first joyful summer moments. Blind mice check. Tube was empty when I lifted it, obviously rescued, a pleasing moment, though slightly offset by next door telling me he'd caught four in his shed this last week. Oh no! But of course they hadn't been my mice. Nature certainly requires an awful lot of give and take. Blue tits are doing very well indeed, though one of the adults has a dodgy claw, which hasn't hindered his industrious spirit, and anticipate fledging to happen next week, 19-20 days post-hatch. Mightn't be long either before I find collared dove chicks pecking my sweet corn. At last, the UK BBC Spring Watch starts 31st of May, where many of us will be substantially entertained, enthralled and energised. Justification alone for the BBC licence fee, in my opinion. Fare thee well, tulips, the plucky haggis.